Sonic Erotica.
I think that I wanted to be naughty. That growing up in our house, sex was very much... It was not really... Well, I don't know how you can say it. It was not really encouraged. It wasn't... my mum seems to be reasonably frigid. And when my parents got divorced, and when my parents got divorced, my dad would always walk around the house naked, and so would my mum. It was really weird. So it sort of became like it wasn't, you can't become sexualized, because my dad used to do the ironing of my school clothes naked, which was very disturbing. But whenever I thought of sex, I thought about my parents naked, and I don't know if they were trying to do that or something, but it just made me not aroused. And then as I got older and I started living with my mum, I had to hide masturbating, and a couple of times she caught me with a girl, and then she says, "What are you guys doing in there? Please, you should be apart, you shouldn't be together." And it was just strange, I don't know. So when I moved out of my parents' house and I got my own place, I thought, a little bit, I'm going to live it up and do all the things that I want to do. So I went out and how did I start? I think I started online on the sort of porn websites where you put up a picture of yourself where you're naked or wearing lingerie to talk to other people who were also doing that. And I got in contact with a couple of girls on there who had sort of voyeuristic shots and things like that, and it was really arousing. And then one of them invited me to a fetish club, and I was meeting her, and I felt much more comfortable meeting girls than I did meeting boys. And she introduced me, and then she said, "Oh, why are you wearing underpants? You know, you should take off your underpants and just wear your skirt." And she sort of brought me around to a more naughty... I thought I was being really naughty when I went. You know, I really dressed up and I wore a really short skirt, but she said, "Oh, if you take your underpants off, and if you do this, and if you do that." And so she sort of showed me the ropes in many ways. And then I subsequently found, through meeting other people, that I was really into the bondage and S&M. And there was a guy there who trained slaves to be good submissives. And he sort of treated me a little bit like a submissive first, and I was really anti that. And so then he trained me as a dom so that I could be dominant over other girls and some boys as well. And I got really, really turned on by that. Just the idea of being able to control them in some way. Maybe it's from my mum still, but I could control them and in a sexual way and please them and then take away the pleasure. So that was really nice. And I think that that's sort of how I ended up in that area.
How'd you stop?
How did I stop?
Because you don't do that anymore.
No. It's almost like I stopped going out and doing that stuff because I had enough of it. It's sort of like I reached a threshold where I thought, okay, you know, for a while I did have a sub and I punished him and pleasured him. And I had a boyfriend at the same time. Unfortunately, the boyfriend didn't, well, maybe it's fortunately, the boyfriend didn't know that I had a sub, but the sub knew I had a boyfriend. The sub ended up saying to me, "I don't want to be your sub unless I can be your boyfriend." And then that broke up, which was very upsetting for me. That was a terrible loss. And so before it was really fun and I did all these fun, exciting things, and then I had ways it started to interact with my life that wasn't pleasant. So I don't masturbate as much since I've been in my relationship, but I still do it. And when I masturbate, I think of scenarios which I can place myself into. So I might be applying for a job as a receptionist, and I have to do a series of sexual tests to get in, and the person who is the boss is my partner, so he's testing me and making sure that I'm good enough to be in to be the receptionist, and then we do other ones as well. I do other ones where we can. It's like a to be on a pirate ship or something, and then he's the captain of the ship and he's punishing all of these people, and then he gets to me and I'm obviously not a guy, And then he gets a little excited and he takes me back into his cabin and ravages me.
I've never heard that one before.
And I really like that. And so I think about those sorts of things where I'm really in a role, and then I mostly use my vibrator versus my finger because I get a tired finger. And it's I sort of like to build it up when I'm masturbating. So if I am using my finger, I rub my legs and inside my thighs, and then I touch my breasts and my tummy, so as if I'm being touched by someone else. And then I slowly start rubbing, or I use the vibrator. But I don't turn it up to full speed unless I'm ready to come. So it's like I build up my own orgasm instead of just letting it go straight away. Because if I turn it up straight away, I can orgasm straight away in like 2 minutes or something. But I like the build up. And it also allows me to make my story more complete. So I get to have all the, you know, all the trials of you know, getting to the workplace, and then and I arrive there and there might be a woman in the waiting room who arouses me and touches me and goes down on me, and then I go into the lift and then there is someone else in the lift, and so then by the time I get in the role, by the time I get to this interview, I'm really turned on. So maybe he would never have, maybe the guy who's interviewing me might not have been as turned on, but he ends up taking it in that direction because I'm really turned on and I really, really want to have sex now.
Copyright SonicErotica.com.